I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. A federal judge is permanently barring Alabama from enforcing state laws to block gay marriage. U.S. District Judge Callie Grenade of Mobile issued the order today in litigation that followed the U.S. Supreme Court decision that effectively legalized same-sex weddings nationwide. The judge writes the order is needed because state laws against same-sex marriage remain on the books. She says the Alabama Supreme Court's willingness to issue decisions conflicting with the U.S. Supreme Court demonstrate the need for permanent action. Grenade notes that while same-sex opponent Roy Moore is currently suspended from the office of Chief Justice, other state justices have indicated they believe laws banning gay marriages were constitutional. Most counties are already issuing licenses to same-sex couples, so it's unclear what impact the ruling will have. There's now an official meeting date for the legislative committee that's looking into the possible impeachment of Governor Robert Bentley. APR Stan Ingold has the details.
The House Judiciary Committee has scheduled a meeting for next Wednesday at 10 a.m. in Montgomery. Committee members will discuss a procedure for handling the investigation, including the possible hiring of special counsel. 23 members of the House of Representatives in April signed articles of impeachment. They accused Bentley of willful neglect of duty and corruption in office. The filing under a procedure set up in the House triggered an investigation by the House committee. The impeachment push came after Bentley admitted to making sexually charged remarks to his political advisor, Rebecca Caldwell Mason. Mason played a key role in the administration, but was not on the state payroll. Stan Ingold, APR News.
An Alabama scientist is being declared a future maker. Dr. Howard Jacob works for the Hudson Alpha Institute for Biotechnology in Huntsville. He's being honored for his research in the field of genomic medicine. That's the field that studies and maps out the genetic code of living things. Jacob compares DNA to the blueprints of the human body. He's excited for the future of Alabama's healthcare.
It's wonderful to have people recognize that what we're trying to do has a potential impact to change the future of healthcare. You know, we can bring something to the citizens of Alabama that no other state really can do. And I just think it's an exciting time to be able to do that.
Jacob works with a team of specialists using technology that is able to help around 18,000 patients per year. Clear skies in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy skies in central and west Alabama this evening with lows in the mid-60s. And clear skies in the Tennessee Valley tonight with lows in the upper 50s. I'm Mackenzie Bates reporting for Alabama Public Radio News.